watching state legislation to help the government stay open in the state of Minnesota. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Last week, many eyes and many ears were watching a special session that was being held Monday and Tuesday across the state of Minnesota. It was a special session to keep the government open and to deal with some other bills. How did things turn out? I put that question to Lauren Cervick. She's the Director of Public Policy with the Minnesota Pork Producers.
Yeah, we were watching pretty closely because kind of how the special session came together is the session ended at the end of May. They didn't have a majority of the bills passed, and so they were going to require a special session. Governor wasn't going to call it, though, until there was an agreement amongst the leaders. And so they came to that agreement over the weekend, gaveled in at 10 a.m. on Monday, and they had until 7 a.m. And I was kind of expecting that they would go right up to 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning, but they adjourned about 2 a.m. and 10 p.m., the House and Senate did. And
so, Lauren, when you look over that special session, what were some of the main takeaways, do you think, from that?
What we saw with a nearly perfectly divided government. In Minnesota, there's 201 legislators, 101 are Democrats, 100 are Republicans. And I think you saw that kind of play out in a lot of those bills getting pretty trimmed down, kind of baseline things getting passed. The big one we were watching was the environment bill, which is actually the first one to go, a little surprising, but a couple small changes to some permitting things, which are good, especially if you're building a larger feedlot. But a lot of the other things, especially the tax bill, really got stripped down, which is a little disappointing. A lot of the good ag things didn't make it to the end, unfortunately.
So a few changes then to some of the legislation dealing with livestock.
Yeah, so there's a couple small tweaks that the legislature made to the process for permitting. One of them was around if you're building a larger feedlot and have to go through the EAW process, made some efficiency gains there.
So if you are looking at making any changes on your farm operation, especially livestock, check in first. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.